Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. And Happy New Year. So this morning we have an interesting juxtaposition of the circumcision of Christ at 8 days old in the temple, his circumcision, and Basil the Great, one of the great hierarchs of our church. It's an important juxtaposition because of the way that St. Basil the Great defends both the divinity of Christ and the divinity of the Holy Spirit and the fact that they are one in essence. Because, of course, during his lifetime, he was fighting Arianism and the various branches of Arianism, which held that the Son and the Holy Spirit were not of one essence with the Father, that there was a time when they were not. In other words, they were created. They were divine. There was a Trinity, but the Son and the Holy Spirit were created beings. And in defense of the divinity of the Holy Spirit, St. Basil the Great argued that, well, we baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. There is a connection to what we do, what we worship, and the nature of God and what we believe. Since the beginning, because it's recorded in Matthew, that Christ commanded that we baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's what the church has always done. And so the church, in the act of baptism, has declared the unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Our worship tells the world, tells us what we believe about God. And because we baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we believe that they are of one essence. That was one of his main arguments in defense of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, one of the hermeneutics that we have as Orthodox Christians is our worship. What we say here in the liturgy, what we say in the Vespers, what we say in Orthros, these things are what we believe, what the church teaches us about who God is and what Scripture says. This is why you see me always going to the hymns of the church in order to understand what we're reading. And I'm going to do that again today. So in today's Kontakion, which we sang at the end of all those beautiful apologetics about Basil and about the circumcision, the church says this: as the Master overall has undergone circumcision, so he cuts away the sins of humankind in his goodness. On this day, upon the world, he bestows salvation. So his circumcision is salvation. It's a salvific act. And the reason that it is a salvific act is because of his nature. He is obeying the law that he made. We hear this over and over again in the Orthros, that he obeyed the law that he made, and he obeys it perfectly because he's God. And therefore, because he obeys the law in his human nature, he perfects us. He allows us through him to participate in that perfection. The law is perfected in Christ. We take on Christ in our baptism, and therefore the law in us is perfected, not by us, because no human being could live up to the law perfectly. This is why the law had all of these provisions for when you do this, you go to the temple with a pair of turtle doves or with a pigeon or with a lamb or with a calf or whatever, because the law demonstrates that we are imperfect beings, constantly in sin, constantly needing the salvation of God. And so Christ comes down in humanity so as to perfect that law in our nature. So when we take on Christ through our baptism, when we partake of Christ in the divine liturgy, we are partaking of that perfection, of that law perfectly fulfilled in Christ. So the law no longer affects us. Christ is our salvation, not the law. And thus, when we go to the reading for St. Basil, which was in Orthros, the gospel reading in the Orthros on January 1st is for St. Basil, and his is the reading for all hierarchs, in which Christ declares himself to be the door. And if anyone doesn't come in through the door, through me, he is a thief and a robber. The only way to get into the door is through Christ. There is no other way to fulfill the law other than Christ. Only in Christ is the law perfected. So if we want to participate in that perfection, if we want the law to pass over us, we need Christ in our lives. We need to participate in Him. And of course, what we're doing today is the primary way we do that. So thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to be here in order to participate and experience the perfection of Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages.